IVM.
You're listening to the podcast presented by the Daily Pal.
This is Pramuti.
And Amit.
And we're from the dailypow.com, a Bombay-specific culture and food website. And this is our weekly podcast, The Poudcast. In this episode, we have with us Asad Lalji, who runs Avid Learning, the cultural arm of the SR Group. And he's going to be talking about the curation they do for the Opera House. This is an installment of The Scene in which we talk about culture in the city. So stay tuned for The Scene. So in this episode, we're going to be talking to Asad Lalji. But before we start, I should say that we don't have our third partner, Purva Mehra, with us. Purva is away on some work, so it's just Amit and me. So Asad, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So we were all very excited when the Opera House finally opened last year. And it was being renovated for how long?
The renovation started in somewhere around 2008, so it's a true labor of love.
Yeah.
And opened in October of 2016.
Right.
The first season was very successful. And on May 15th, we debuted our second season.
Right.
With Bachi Karkaria's book launch.
Right. So the first event, you opened with Mami last year. Right.
That's right.
And what are some of the events that you've done?
So the opening weekend for the Royal Opera House Mumbai started with the launch of Mami, mm-hmm. which was, I believe, on the 20th of October, followed by my official launch of Opera House, which was the event we had curated, which was an evening of operatic arias and songs by Patricia Rosario and Mark Troop, which was for our cultural stakeholders of Mumbai, which we wanted them to come into the Opera House and, you know, kind of experience the magic of the old magic of the newly renovated Opera House. And that weekend also we had Paranjyoti Choir and Parvez Jawa had put together an evening of Western classical music. So it was a really robust opening mm-hmm. weekend
but
for
those were
Opera
great,
House.
I mean, those are all great events, except they were not open to the general public. So you had to be someone to sort of get invited to that. Okay. What about for Aam Janta? What was your first event that you did?
You know, ever since that, I mean, naturally, yeah, I agree with that point, but that was, you know, it was, there were a lot of people waiting to enter, but, you mm-hmm. know, we've kept the place open. We've encouraged people to come for walkthroughs mm-hmm. to experience the show. But ever since then, I mean, again, Opera House is, you know, at the moment, primarily a performing arts space that's yeah. a multi-use performing arts space that's out for rent. Mm-hmm. So it's a rental place. So, you know, our original curation is happening slowly and steadily, mm-hmm. but it again depends on the partner. So I remember the Italian consulate had put together an event with Meli Mehta, and I think that was open to all. Yeah. Again, it's a smaller venue. It's a 575 seater, so it fills up fast. And we've been very fortunate that the last, all the shows to date have had an overwhelming response. But we've had it open to public. Yeah. People have come in.
So the Italian consulate put together a Western classical performance.
That's right.
That was the orchestra, the Camera, the Mantova.
That's right.
If I said that correctly.
But I won't try to pronounce it, but yes, that was it.
So, yeah, I think a lot of people are also just excited to sort of see the Opera House
sure.
and to sort of experience a performance there, right? So far, what has been sort of the balance between the stuff that you guys have curated as Avid and just hiring it out? Because I remember at the press conference you saying, you know, we might even do EDM gigs here. So, what has it been like so far?
True. See, the original curation of Avid is just starting in the second season. To be honest, we did mm-hmm. our opening weekend, and then it you know, we had to, we started with Bachi's program, uh-huh. and then
which is
a book launch. But we plan to bring a lot of books into it. We want to bring different kind of programs in, and we're working on lots of very interesting discussions. You know, that's Avid's forte.
Yeah.
My photography workshop, which was something we do regularly in Avid, I brought it into Opera House. So we gave photo enthusiasts an opportunity to photograph Opera House, and with a caveat that if they shoot the right images, that would be presented on Avid's on the Opera House website and used for all Opera House marketing materials. In fact, one of the our new creative that's being launched at the moment has work of one of the students from the photography workshop. So we are trying to bring people in, trying to kind of mix up the
So this is a photography workshop that Avid conducted with David D'Souza on architectural photography.
That's right.
So the, you know, kids who signed up got to shoot the
Opera House.
Well, I mean, let's just talk a bit about Avid here and what you do at Avid. Now, you say workshops are your forte. So what kind of workshops do you have with, do you run at Avid? And if you could just talk about the relationship between Avid and the Opera House.
Avid has been, I'll just give you a little brief on Avid to kind of put this into context. Avid has been around since 2009, and basically what it is, it's a public programming platform. It's the cultural arm of the SR Group, and what we do is we do a mixture of talks, lectures, masterclasses, workshops in the and collaborations in the area of art, culture and heritage, and literature. And the idea is to present the best of Indian and international talent to people who want to learn. This is not for professional growth, this is for personal growth. And we've been very lucky that over the past year, and I've been involved since end of 2010, it's grown to about 150 programs a year. So it's also on a regular basis. We curate a lot of series. We've been part of many, many existing platforms like the Kalagaur Arts Festival. Avid was part of it for the past 6 years. I myself and Ranjit co-curated the literature section for the last 2 years.
Ranjit Hoskote,
that's right. You know, we collaborate with the Jaipur Lit Fest. In fact, we've been doing the curtain raiser for the JLF every year. I mean, for the past 4 years, we're going to be doing it next year also. The idea, actually, my philosophy is, you know, I really believe in collaboration. I always joke, more logos, the better. You know, I think for what we do, it's nice to pool in the limited resources we all have. And let's be very honest, within the arts, the resources are limited. So if we all pull them in together, you know, your output is far bigger. You know, with Avid, we have been creating... workshops is something that I think we started off doing as our original, you know, USP. So I continue doing it, probably presenting at least two or three workshops a month. My next workshop coming up is something that I'd done like 4 years ago, but I think we need to revisit it, is on Art Deco, decoding Art Deco.
Okay.
We do workshops on design thinking, on various forms of writing, photography, design thinking. So we've got a whole roster of workshops we're planning. So generally one or two a month, and that I do at SR House.
Okay.
The idea of curating original content for... Opera House is very, very close to me, and that's something that I'm trying very hard. You know, also looking at a lot of collaborations. I've been doing a lot of trips on my own, on my personal trips, and going and meeting people in New York at the Met and the MoMA, and I'm going to London next week. I'm going to meet with the Opera House, trying to search for collaborations. Again, these things are not easy to do. I mean, you know, there's always, these things are very expensive, and unless you have large budgets or you have, you know, corporates who are going to come in and fund it, they're very difficult. But that said, I'm very optimistic. We are have some very interesting ideas in the pipeline. We're going to be doing a discussion around theater, and actually on the legacy of theater in Mumbai. I think in July. So that's going to be an interesting program. We have we're inviting in a lot of you know, there are a lot of people who want a platform, so we're making it possible for them to get access to it. Well, I know, you know, rates and costs are important, but we're trying to work this, you know, work something that can work for everyone. Again, you know, it is a rental space, so
So this theater workshop, will it be like a day-long thing, this talk actually?
This is you know, I don't know if you remember, Amit, but you may have come to one of our series called Multipolis Mumbai. It was a 9-part series that Avid had curated with Naresh Fernandez, and it was on the first Thursday of the month at Kitab Khana at Studio X. And it was looking at Bombay as a construct that supported or hampered creativity or fabric for growth. It was wonderful because we looked at Bombay through architecture, music, food, innovation, film. With, you know, really the best people you could possibly have on the panel.
I'd come for one of those about Bombay's music in Bombay.
Music. So that was with Ashutosh Pathak and Anish Pradhan in conversation with Naresh. So we brought that series back. You know, a lot of people always told me that it's such a lovely series. Why aren't you doing it?
Right.
So we're starting with the first one in the series in next week, actually. And it's on revitalizing the historic precincts. And, you know, I mean, you see what's happened to Flora Fountain with Zara coming in. I mean, you see that building. It's an iconic. I mean, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
If you look at Horniman Circle, you look at, you know, Hermes, or you look at Louboutin, or even Starbucks. You know, these brands are bringing in a whole new... energy.
Well, they're restoring the building. Yeah.
Exactly.
Sure.
But there's an area of brands and there's an area of culture, like the Kalagrats Festival or, you know, the Banganga Festival, or these arts platforms are actually bringing life into old historic precincts. So to examine that, we're doing a talk and we're partnering with a wonderful foreign policy think tank called Gateway House.
Right.
We work with them regularly. And so we have on that panel, we have the country head of Hermes. We have Anita Garbare, who heads up the India Heritage Society. We have Abha Narayan Lamba, who's the queen of conservation.
And
responsible for the opera house. And a friend. And, you know, I blame her for dragging me into the opera house, or blame her, thank her. It's my joke. But and then these people will be in conversation with Sifra Linton from the Gateway House.
Okay.
The next one we're doing in the same series is on theatre, and it's called Drama Queens. It's around the book or Drama Queens from VGAs that's come up. We're still pulling together the panel, but then I'm going to do at Opera House, because it, you know, Opera House
has a history of
such
theater.
A legacy. I mean, you know, of theatre. So things like that, I'm kind of working. And to bring there, I'm trying to think what else, because we have so many things planned all the way.
Well, I mean, you have an actual opera coming up.
Yes,
at the end of July.
True.
So, do you want to tell us about that?
So that's with the soprano who actually helped us launch Opera House. Patricia Rosario was very generous
it's
to us.
It's called the Il Matrimonio Segreto.
That's it. Again, I would not attempt to pronounce it
or say it too many times.
So it's the secret marriage.
The secret marriage.
Essentially.
Yeah.
So it's a comical opera, apparently, and so it's Patricia. Patricia and Mark doing this opera with their students, and they've also tried to involve a lot of other educational institutions to help them with the set and the design. So it's a nice, ambitious project, and you know, we're Patricia is a regular at the Opera House since it opened, so we're excited. I think it's in the last week of
July.
Right?
And you know, I was wondering, because you have had in just these past few months a fairly eclectic bunch of events, right? I mean, you say it is a venue for hire, so, and I think there's a great enthusiasm amongst sort of people to stage events there, because it's such a historic venue. But you've had like comedians like Kenny Sebastian and Kanan Gill, and you know, doing things there. You've even had like Hindustani classical concerts, like Amjad Ali Khan performed there.
Sure.
So is there sort of, when people approach the venue, I mean, is there sort of like a criteria that they have to meet or anything like that? Or
there is a criteria. See, people also approach the venue with the idea that they are coming to the Royal Opera House. They understand what it stands for. But the idea is, you know, to make it a performing arts center that is welcomes all. You know, I mean, it can't be very elitist. It can't be, you know, we're only going to have French or, you know, Italian opera coming in and nothing else. I mean, this is for, I mean, the royal family of Gondal. It's going into the little bit of the history of the ownership. It's been owned, so Opera House started in 19. The idea came up in 1908. It was inaugurated in 1911 by King George V, and finally completed in 1916. So it's completed, you know, more than 100 years. It's been owned by the royal family of Gondal since the 1950s. So obviously, from opera, it went into theatre, became a movie theatre, and then closed down in the 90s. So under the patronage of the present Maharaja of Gondal, Sri Jyotendra Singh Ji, they had decided they just want to restore it and give it back to the city. But they were very clear in their brief that they wanted to restore it to its original. So there's no movie theater, there's no screen. If you have to screen a movie, you have to bring a screen in and put it in yourself, which is, I think, kind of cool. And so they wanted to restore it, and then the idea is give it to the city. But obviously we can't, I mean, they've funded it all privately. So, I mean, you know, one does expect to just run it. I mean, you know, to run an opera house, or even just if you actually understand performing arts space, it just seems to cover the air conditioning bill is astronomical.
Right.
So the idea is to make it accessible to all. We're making a very conscious effort to encourage theatre to come in here. Mm-hmm. The Epic has performed here. A couple of others are on their way, you know, from the theatre fraternity.
The Epic is Raal Padamsi's Ramayan.
Rediscovering the Ramayan, yeah. Which happened, one season happened last month, the other one is next week.
Okay.
So we've had quite an eclectic mix of programs. And the idea is, yes, I think stand-up, it did brilliantly out there. Yeah. I mean, I don't see why I couldn't host a TEDx or a Women of the World out there either.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, it is a fantastic performing arts space.
Yeah.
See, you know, I think the Opera House has a sweet spot. See, the other venues are all 1,000 plus, and the smaller venues are 100.
Yeah.
This is 575. It's a very interesting number to fill.
And it's levels, so you can
and
decide
it's levels,
to choose.
Yeah. So it's over three levels.
Open up,
exactly.
And what's nice about it, that even though it is split over three levels, it's quite intimate in a way. It's not this gigantic space. Yeah. Where sound gets lost, you know, it's quite intimate.
I don't think there has been a single person who hasn't come in and done wow, you know, because it's got that.
I mean, I said, you just want to be there. Yeah. I mean, like, and then whatever you watch is like...
It doesn't matter what the event is.
Yeah. You know, and another thing, so, you know, the honeymoon phase shall end at some point of time. Mm. So to keep the excitement up is I come up with a couple of other programs. Like, I want to infuse art, visual art within the space. So where be it installations, we have, I don't know if you remember the foyer on the second floor, it's quite beautiful. We have a few select areas there where I'm going to actually infuse in installations, displays, to do with, make it like a mini art gallery. In fact, the other day we encouraged one of our partners to come and just display some of the antiques out there, which tied into the Opera House. Obviously.
Who was that?
This was Animos. It's a furniture
store.
So, you know, for Bachi's event, I wanted to stage the stage. No pun intended. Since the event was in the 50s and 60s, I wanted Art Deco furniture. So I went around all these people we've worked with in the past, because I've done so many talks with them. So I found a really interesting piece there, which we used for our stage. It looked really cool also. So I'd ask them, hey, you know, you want to just come and put some stuff up there in a curated manner for 2 weeks? Go ahead. So then the next will be around, you know, costumes, jewelry. Okay. So I'm going to invite in people. And then once as you may have seen, the outside is under construction at the moment.
Yeah.
There's a restaurant and jazz
bar. We've heard that there's going to be a cafe. There might even be a music venue opening there.
You've heard right.
Can you say anything about it?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I can't give you details because I don't know how much people are sharing at the moment. But there definitely is going to be a very vibrant scene in the parking lot of the Royal Opera House. And it's going to be very beautiful. There's going to be a terraced place where we will continue having our outdoor events. There's going to be a fountain and hopefully an installation space for me to play around with. Mm-hmm. And there is a restaurant and a music
venue.
And when, do you have any idea when timelines? I know you can't talk about what they're going to be.
In the next few months. Yeah, and there's going to be cafes, and that's all. It's all in the pipeline, and you know, there's also going to be a memorabilia store. Like you know, you go to the Met, or you go to all these
museum shops.
Yeah. So that's going to be there. So we're hoping we can also guide some of the product placement in those to kind of bring out the you know, the elegance and the relevance of the Royal Opera House, and also, you know, I mean, it shouldn't be just off reminiscing with, you know, the old. You know, there's so many interesting, if you go to the MoMA and you go to the Met stores and you see there's such interesting stuff. I mean, they're all mass produced, to be very honest. So if you can get those kind of, you know, especially for kids, some of the learning, I bought so many of them for my niece and also my daughter, you know, from an art from a painting programs to even music things. So,
and you know, you were talking about other venues. Now, we finally have an alternative to the NCPA when it comes to opera now, or to Western classical music. And so what is the kind of relationship you guys have? You know, I mean, is it one of like, I mean, it's so sort of nascent, this whole thing, that, you know, is it like one of competition? Is it one of sort of support?
I don't think it's competition. I think there's enough for everyone. I mean, they've been very helpful to us. I mean, I've not worked with them directly, but I've worked with them in my Avid Avatar quite well, and I have friends who work there. But they were very helpful to the family when they were even the the phases of construction were happening. They've been collaborative and supportive. I mean, I don't think it's competition. I mean, you know,
I mean, it could be healthy competition,
it's,
right?
It's wonderful. I'd love to joke and say, send me what you don't want. but no, you know, I mean, they have 1,000+ seater. We are 500. I mean, you know, and the sound, I mean, these are different. You can't compare them. Maybe somebody came to me the other and said, can you pitch me against NCP? I said, no, I can't. Please go ahead and go to NCPA. They're two different, it's like apples and oranges. I mean, NCPA is the, I've grown up going to NCPA as a child. I mean, I live pretty close by. I say I live next to the Lincoln, my analogy is I live next to the Lincoln Center of New York. I mean, if I have to tell people, I mean, effectively, that's what it is for us. It's a five stage, you know, of different sizes. It's been around forever and, you know, it's iconic. We are a one stage 500 seater. Now I'm like the poor cousin three times removed.
Hardly.
It's just great that there is this gorgeous venue, and we're seeing a proliferation of various kinds of culture venues in the city. From really tiny
one-room spaces. Apartments that are just being rented, kind of in like buildings that are, you know, being used.
People just loaning their apartments out to, you know, like this house concert series that you went for.
I mean, so it's a very exciting time, like you said, for culture.
To the opera house.
In the city.
And you were saying how exponentially the culture scene has grown.
I mean, you know, when we start, I mean, you just look at, open a newspaper, you look at the Mumbai Mirror, you look at the Midday, and you look at listings for the day, you know, which they've done.
Or look at the Daily Pals, Weekend Guide. You don't have to go anywhere else.
But just look at the amount of listings, and every day when I open the paper, I can go to at least four things I think is cool. Unfortunately, I don't have the time to go to all four, or even one sometimes, because I have 150 programs of my own that I need to show up at. But you know, there's so much cool, interesting stuff happening. And what I think is even cool is, see, Bombay is not, I mean, it's Bombay is Bombay. It's like, but I like the fact that spaces are opening up. You know, alternate spaces are opening up. They're pushing different conversations, because, you know, you're also talking to different stakeholders, different groups, different ages, different ecosystems, for lack of better words. I think it's very exciting. I think with Opera House opening up, I mean, a lot of people are hoping that that's going to kind of revitalize even the Opera House district.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lovely restaurant called Canto, which has opened up right next to. I'm very excited.
It used to be Liquid Lounge.
Karma,
the Liquid Lounge.
In fact, it just happened to be that I stumbled into it after the one of our events, and I was so so happy to sign a place there, and it's probably the only non-vegetarian place in
blocks.
You
have to go to
Tiwari Brothers.
Tiwari Brothers is also wonderful. I get my lassi from there.
You know, you talked about, like, when I asked you about the stuff that you like, whether there's any criteria, is there anything that you won't do?
I think there are certain things we draw the line on, but I don't think anybody's approached us for that. I mean, you know, people have, it's a rental space, so people have approached us to do
Sangeet, weddings.
Yeah, they have approached, but then, you know, we have a way around that. We invite them in, but then it doesn't quite work out at the end, so
you just quote, but I don't think even quoting an obnoxious sort of,
you know, the royal family is very, very keen that it's used for the arts and culture and for the city. And, you know, so there's, and also we're in the early days. We only completed one season, and, you know, we opened October. This is what, in June.
Right.
So there's not much time has, you know, once you finish one calendar year, when you go to the second and the third, and that's when it actually becomes vibrant. Right now, it's also a lot of people are still wanting to come test it out. You know, like, can I do one show and see how it works for mine? Because it is a different setup. It's a historic heritage, over 100-year-old building with state-of-the-art technology. So people are, you know, people are not quite sure how to even handle that. I mean, if you, when you come, and I don't know if you've been backstage, I mean, it's wonderful. I'm just going to use the, you know, and our tech, what we are supplying with it is actually quite state-of-the-art.
Okay.
For projection, for performing arts.
So I think that's it for this episode. Thanks, Asad, for being on the show.
Thanks so much for being here. It's been we've been sort of planning this for a while, so it's good that's finally happened.
Thank you for having me, and hopefully I'll see you all at the Opera House very soon, and at many of the AVID programs.
And we'll be back next week. For more on what's happening in the city, read thedailypow.com. Also, subscribe to our newsletter on the website. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We're The Daily Pow. And you can find this podcast every Monday on the IVM podcast app or any other podcasting app that you prefer, and on thedailypow.com.